relationship that is at the center of everything. It's one man and one woman, your wife. We're going to be talking about that in Revelation chapter 2. Jesus says to the church of Thyatira, "So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely, unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds." Father, what Jesus says in this passage goes against the direction the culture is going. Maybe that's why it's so important to state it over and over again. That you designed marriage, that you created it, that you meant the sexual relationship to be within it and no place else. Father, as we look at what you said to this church, Father, help us to understand your heart on this issue. In Jesus' name, amen. The letter to Thyatira is the longest of the seven letters, and it's the only one probably I'll spend 2 weeks on. It starts out with a portrayal of Jesus that shows he is really angry. And although he briefly commends them, it's obvious he wants to talk about what is wrong. What they're doing wrong is they're tolerating something. And we hear so much about toleration today. But a lot of what we're being told to tolerate is just flat out sin. And they're tolerating a woman he calls Jezebel, probably a symbolic name, not a real name, although that is possible. She's a false prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality. This woman is teaching things that say that relationships that God calls sin are not sin. Sexual immorality is any sexual relationship other than one between a man and a woman who are married to each other. That's the definition. It really covers everything. She is also misleading people into participating in the worship of idols. And Jesus says, "I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling." And so we come to the warning. "So I will cast her on a bed of suffering." It's literally, "Behold, I am casting her into a bed." And I want to spend a little time here because there's something you get in the Greek that you wouldn't get in most English translations. It doesn't say of suffering in the Greek text. It's literally, "I'm casting her into a bed." The Greek word for bed is kuite. It occurs only 4 times in the New Testament, and in Luke 11:7, it means a literal bed. But in Hebrews 13:4, we read, "Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed," and there it's just the one word, kuite, translated, "marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." It's even stronger in Romans 13:13 in most translations. "Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality, debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy." And almost every one of your translations translates kuite as sexual immorality or promiscuity. We would say sleeping around, and it would be pretty much the same idea. And then in Romans 9:10, the verb kuite plus the verb have means to conceive. So it says, "I'm going to cast her on a bed," but the implication is, this is where this is talking about spiritual adultery, but the most obvious meaning in the text is that's not what it's talking about. Not when you compare it to the other letters, not when you compare it to the problems of the teaching of Balaam and the teaching of the Goliaths. Jesus says those who committed adultery with her would suffer intensely. This is not a light statement. Jesus is saying there is going to be punishment. Now, the use of the word adultery means that either Jezebel, the men she slept with, or both Jezebel and the men she slept with, were married to someone else. Adultery is both porneia and a violation of the covenant of marriage. Thus a sin against a married person's spouse. In other places where porneia includes adultery, obviously Matthew 5:32-19:9. And sometimes it's put over against it. But adultery is a sexual sin plus a sin against your spouse. And so it's a more serious sin, even though sexual sin is very serious in itself. Jesus says, I will strike